Hala and her children are at UN headquarters, where excerpts from a film about their lives will be screened as part of the events marking World Humanitarian Day. The film tells the story of why they left Syria. Hala's husband, Abu Ali, had joined the Free Syrian Army when war reached their neighborhood in the city of Aleppo. He was captured by the militant group ISIL in 2014, prompting Hala and the children to flee Syria for asylum in Germany. Marcel Metel-Siefen is the director of the film.
It's a story about identity. It's a story about a family who were ready to sacrifice basically everything for a country. And this country, they felt at the end betrayed by their own country.
The Syrian conflict has generated what the UN describes as one of the most complex and dynamic humanitarian crises in the world. Nearly 5 million citizens have run to Lebanon, Jordan, and other neighboring countries, while 6.5 million are displaced within their homeland. Others risk their lives in treacherous sea journeys to Europe. The death toll continues to mount as the crisis enters its sixth year. The UN estimates that more than 250,000 have been killed. Hala had a simple message for world leaders.
When I talk with anyone about my troubles, I wish they would put themselves in my shoes, put their children in my children's situation. Would anyone imagine watching their children be torn to pieces in front of their eyes? Would anyone imagine watching the house collapse on their kids while they're watching? If they think they would bear that, then they wouldn't do anything to help. I just want them to close their eyes and imagine what's happening to us, happening to them. That's all I ask.
The United Nations says there are 130 million people like Hala worldwide. They've been uprooted by conflict or persecution or forced from their homes due to disasters. Hala said she's perplexed as to why war persists, and she called for peace everywhere.
My call for peace is not just for Syria. I want peace to prevail all over the world, regardless of anyone's affiliation or religion, be they Muslim or Christian. It doesn't matter to me what you believe in, what your religion is. All I care about is that we are all humans.
Hala Kamil, a Syrian refugee living in Germany, speaking at the United Nations. World Humanitarian Day, the 19th of August, was established to coincide with the anniversary of the 2003 bombing of the UN compound in Baghdad, Iraq. Deanne Penn, United Nations.